Infusion.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us as we continue coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. Remember that government bailout for insurance giant AIG? Too big to fail, they said? Well, the cash infusion just got bigger. The Fed and Treasury Department report this morning that the government will take a $40 billion stake in the company, in other words, partial ownership, which increases the AID to AIG to $150 billion total. If you thought China was swimming along while the rest of the world was drowning financially, there's this. In what could be a huge self-inflating life preserver, the Chinese government unveiled an economic stimulus package that would sink nearly $600 billion into its economy. And as Scott Tong reports, sink is the operative word, as in kitchen sink.
The plan includes everything from new roads and airports to low-income housing to tax cuts to relaxed credit. Chinese growth this year has fallen from nearly 12% to 9%. And many see 8 as a magic number. Go below that and social stability starts to crack. Economist Wang Tao is with UBS Securities.
It's very likely that the government see very sharp deterioration in the economic outlook, both from the U.S. and Europe, but also from the physical activities such as construction, steel production, energy consumption. All these numbers suddenly look pretty bad.
And when China's industrial revolution hits the skids, so do the suppliers of everything that feeds the machine. That includes energy providers from the Middle East, iron ore exporters from Australia, and bulldozer makers from Japan. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Overseas markets reacted favorably, very favorably, to the news. Stocks in Shanghai surged more than 7%. Japan's Nikkei index shot up about 6%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained about 3.5%. European markets are enjoying a nice Monday rally, too, rising more than 3% in trading today. Those big rallies not helping the price for crude. Oil jumped above $64 a barrel with fears that demand will drop, and there's increasing evidence that OPEC production cutbacks are taking hold. The Dow ended last week on a high note, rising nearly 250 points. We'll see if that momentum continues today. The German parent company of express mailer DHL could be letting go thousands of workers in the United States. The Associated Press reports tens of thousands could be affected. From Berlin, Kyle James reports.
The numbers are all over the place, but German media reports are saying anywhere from 12,000 to nearly 20,000 jobs could be cut in the United States. This would likely affect drivers, shipping clerks, and warehouse workers. DHL is a unit of the German logistics giant Deutsche Post. The company has already announced it expects to lose $1.6 billion at its U.S. express delivery business by the end of this year. It blames intense competition, high fuel prices, and shrinking investments due to the global economic crisis. Deutsche Post says it's not leaving the U.S. altogether. Its stateside logistics unit employs about 25,000, and some staff at DHL are expected to stay. In Berlin, I'm Kyle James for Marketplace.
Oh, if we only had our own personal Miss Cleo to talk to. That lonely bright spot in the economy could be the crystal ball that's filled with scenes from your future. Wired magazine says internet psychics have been in demand for their clairvoyance during these uncertain times. Forecasters say that instead of the usual conversation fodder, matters of the heart, it's all finance these days. One psychic told the magazine that on the day the Dow fell almost 800 points, she had messages from 30 clients, all desperate to know the state of their future finances.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Clarkson Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat. Now available at splendidtable.org. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert. Mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
There's an emergency summit planned for Washington this weekend. 20 world leaders will gather to find common ground on tackling the global financial crisis. A lot of things to talk about there, including a plan to impose much tougher regulations on hedge funds. From London, Stephen Beard reports on the investment vehicle that is taking a lot of heat.
Now, this is not for the nervous investor, but here's a glimpse into the mind of a hedge fund manager.
I do feel I'm a kind of modern Joan of Arc, that I hear voices, I get these visions of the future, which lead me to take investment decisions with other people's money, and then I become paranoid that I'm wrong.
Fortunately for his clients, he hasn't been wrong lately. Hugh Hendry forecast the credit crunch. He's been making some big returns, but many of his peers have not. Between them, hedge funds recorded staggering losses of $180 billion in the last quarter.
And the next quarter, they'll be worse again. And the next quarter, they'll be worse again.
In fact, it's widely forecast that up to 30% of hedge funds, that's more than 2,000, will evaporate in the year ahead. Ian Morley runs this company, which invests in hedge funds. He says many of them deserve to disappear.
Many of them are unsuitable. They're not good managers. They're undercapitalized. They'll go to the wall. That's quite Darwinian. I'm not going to shed a tear for them.
But he is concerned about the looming threat of extra regulation. He claims that hedge funds have been unfairly blamed for the market turmoil. And now he says they're going to be punished wrongly.
Governments need scapegoats. They will put pressure on regulators. Regulators will come and hit the hedge funds.
There could be tighter controls over borrowing and remuneration, new rules making the funds more transparent. Banks could be prevented from owning hedge funds. But, says Hugh Hendry, you won't get the hedge funds to avoid taking risk, and a lot of it.
Anyone who tells you that they can make money for you and not do that is a promoter of castles in the sky.
And he says if his clients are prepared to back his visions of the future and the voices in his head, then that is up to them.
I may blow up tomorrow. I may lose all of my clients' money tomorrow. Some very rich people will be just slightly less rich.
In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Of course, coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis is always online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being here. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.